Now, the Light Lifestyle Moment with Sandra Perna on Light 92.
Are you tired of cleaning up your puppy's accidents? Potty training your furry friend doesn't have to be a headache. It's Miko Monday, and here's a few tips I use to make potty training a success for Miko. Get creative with rewards. Instead of just using treats, try using toys, belly rubs, or even a game of fetch to praise your pup for a successful potty break. Use a designated noise, like a bell, to signal that it's time to go potty. Ring the bell every time you take your puppy outside, and soon they'll start ringing the bell themselves. It's important to be consistent and watch for signs that your puppy needs to go potty. This includes sniffing, whining, and circling. If you see any of these signs, be sure to take your puppy outside right away. Potty training does take time and effort, but with consistency and positive reinforcement, your puppy will be potty trained in no time. So there's the scoop on potty training. Remember, accidents do happen, but with the right tools and techniques, you can enjoy your little new pup accident-free. This is Sandra with your Light Lifestyle Moment, brought to you by The Waterford Girl. Have lifestyle tips, comments, or suggestions? Email me at sandra@light92.ca.